Christ is our only hope, February 8. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. The Lord is a God of knowledge. In his word, he is represented as weighing men, their development of character, and all their motives, whether they be good or evil. Hannah, the mother of Samuel, the child granted her by God in answer to her earnest entreaty, said, "The Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed." David declared, "Men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie, to be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity." Isaiah says, "Thou, most upright, dost weigh the path of the just." Solomon writes, "All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits." It is for the eternal interest of everyone to search his own heart and to improve every God-given faculty. There are many important lessons for each to learn. Let all remember that there is not a motive in the heart of any man that the Lord does not clearly see. The motives of each one are weighed as carefully as if the destiny of the human agent depended upon this one result. We need a connection with divine power, that we may have an increase of clear light and an understanding of how to reason from cause to effect. We need to have the powers of the understanding cultivated, by our being partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Let us each one consider carefully the solemn truth: God in heaven is true, and there is not a design however intricate, not a motive however carefully hidden, that he does not clearly understand. He reads the secret devising of every heart. Man may plan out crooked actions for the future, thinking that God does not understand, but in that great day when the books are opened, and every man is judged by the things written in the books, those actions will appear as they are. There is no one, however earnestly he may be striving to do his best, who can say, "I have no sin." He who would say this would be under a dangerous deception. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. How then can we escape the charge, "Thou art weighed in the balances, and art found wanting"? We are to look to Christ. At infinite cost, he has covenanted to be our representative in the heavenly courts, our advocate before God. A God of knowledge by whom actions are weighed.